Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Of thee I sing. And where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims pride, etc., etc. Great song. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're celebrating Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend and veteran, Joe Davis, Director of Public Affairs at the VFW Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW.org. Joe, I want to get back into our VA debate in a minute, but before we do, I want to talk about a couple of let's not forget, and I know you guys don't, that we still have thousands and thousands of men and women standing the post in harm's way in other parts of the world. And we've got them in Afghanistan, newly deployed people in the Levant area of Iraq and Syria. Who knows where that's going to go? We have other people around the world who at any given time could be in harm's way, even though it doesn't seem to be. So we want to not forget those veterans, those active duty veterans, and I know you guys have programs to support them, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, we're supporting them overseas. I mean, with free phone connections and everything all the way back here to the States. We got deployment. We got welcome home parties that we throw on our own dime for those folks. Just because you have to remember that, even though I'm not Vietnam generation, the Vietnam generation still remembers. They pledge never again shall America diss another
generation. If you wore the uniform in the 70s as I did, 60s and 70s, people would spit on you, and it was a tough time in those days. Joe, the other thing is you guys are also partnering with some organizations to help veterans get in the job market and that kind of thing.
Yeah, we're a part owner of VetJobs.com, which is an online veterans jobs board, which is award winning. It's got thousands of job vacancies out there around the country and every different specialty out there, pretty much. And it's just a good way to help veterans. I mean, there's other online things like Monster and government's got their USA.com. Or USAjobs.com, it's good to have a big toehold out there with the companies that want to deal with veterans.
People go on those sites. They go on CareerBuilder, Jobs.com, and others, Monster.com. They go on those sites. But, folks, I'm telling you, go to these veterans' job sites. Joe, people don't. I think the average person, since we got fewer people who are connected to the military than we've ever had before, a lot of people don't realize the quality of individual they're going to get as a potential employee. They've got training. They've trained people themselves. They've got leadership experience. They know about discipline. They know about organization. And they know about commitment. And they know
what the words "now" and "responsibility" mean.
Yes.
They know
what "now" and "responsibility." I love that.
But and another great thing is veterans like to hire other veterans because they know you're a proven worth. I'm a public affairs guy. Anybody can go out and communicate a message. And it doesn't, if you have people coming back. I mean, you've got captains, you've got staff sergeants, staff NCOs that are out there basically leading missions. I mean, they're basically making a mountain from a molehill in a good way. And that logistically, they have all the logistics together. They got the teamwork together. They got the leadership together. They know how to get things done.
If you have a chance to hire somebody who's an NCO, a corporal, a sergeant, or something like that, especially from our specialist from any of the military services. A lot of people don't realize that colonels and generals don't run the military. NCOs run the military.
That's true.
Any good officer will tell you, I work for my NCOs.
If you can get a mid-career NCO or a mid-career officer who's not going to make it, not going to stay in for 20 years or 30 years or 40 years, you've got a golden opportunity because, what you have is somebody who is in the prime work recruiting age of their lifetime. Yep. I mean, they're in the young, mid-30s. They know how to get things done. They know how to lead. And you want this kind of person to run your company because, the boomer generation's retiring. If somebody needs to step up, and it doesn't matter whether or not you started in the mailroom and worked yourself up.
Hey, Joe, I want to change the subject because I want to give you one last minute to talk about the VA.
Now back to the VA.
I want you to tell us in two or three quick points what are the steps that need to be done to fix the VA so we're not ashamed of it anymore.
Three things, really. We need to identify and correct what's broken. We need to hold employees fully accountable for what they did or didn't do, and we need to help restore the faith of veterans in their VA.
But how do we do that without getting rid of the unions?
You can't get rid of the unions. These are government unions. And you cannot have a VA. Let's say the VA, you cannot
have. We need to get rid of the government unions, Joe.
You can't get rid of. How are you going to get rid of the unions? But, you can't.
Tell Ronald Reagan that.
You can't have an at-will employee. Every staff member who works for the House and Senate. Members of the House and Senate are at-will employees. Yep. So let's say you go to work one day and you disagree with your boss.
I disagree with that.
You can't have an at-will employee. Yep. But the thing is,
you're not going to fix the VA until you get rid of the
unions. How are you going to hire a brain surgeon knowing that he could be gone the next day?
Well, welcome to the world. Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon. VFW.org, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Davis, he's the best.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.